Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Positively Negative. It's currently 1:56 a.m., and I decided that it was now the best time to record an episode. You can hear my fish tank in the background, and for that, I do apologize. But I think that this episode is when I'm finally ready to record and when I'm finally ready to share. And that is, why do we feel the way we feel? And that is a huge question that, and I'm not going to be able to answer that, but I'm going to be able to offer some insight and what I think about why we feel the way we feel about ourselves, about our looks. And it's a really important thing to me because I think a lot of people go through life and they don't think about themselves and, you know, they follow the motions and they go through all of these things. And they're not comfortable with themselves, but they don't hate themselves. They don't love themselves. They're kind of just there. And it's not like they hate the way something looks and they love the way something looks and they're obsessed with themselves and they're obsessed with this, whatever. They just kind of are existing. And that's not always a bad thing. I think just being present and just existing can be so healing and so peaceful. But I personally could never live that way. I don't think I could go on with my life just existing because I want to do more than just exist. And I think everybody wants to do more than just exist. But a couple minutes of just existing are definitely not bad. So anyway, why do we feel the way that we feel? Why do we feel the way about... Why do we feel badly about the way we look? Why do we feel good about the way something looks? And that's all because the people we surround ourselves with. From the moment we're born, we become the people we're around. And there's ways to break the cycle, and there's ways to break generational trauma and generational things that are just messed up. There's ways to break that. And so I'm not saying that the way you were raised is exactly how you're going to be. You're not going to be your parents, and you're not going to be exactly who everyone is around you is, but they are 1000% going to impact the way you feel about yourself. So even though you might feel as though, that rhymed, even though you might feel as though you are completely in control of yourself, right? And like, you're not going to let them affect you. They have no power over you. Unfortunately, that's nearly impossible to do because, you know, the comments about your appearance and the comments about you as a person and people just always forcing negativity into your life, it's going to take a toll. It's going to take an emotional toll. It could even take a physical toll. And I think that, you know, because when you're carrying the weight of all of the people around you, it gets exhausting. And so when you're constantly being bombarded with all of these negative thoughts and feelings about you, from other people, and you're around that constantly, there's no way that you're not going to start to feel a little bit of what they're feeling, right? You're going to experience a little bit of those thoughts about you because their thoughts are going to manifest themselves into your life, right? And I think I've been kind of training my brain to kind of rethink the way I think about myself. So when I don't wear makeup or I don't have mascara on or I don't feel good about myself because I didn't put effort into the way I look, right? So I automatically am kind of like I'm ugly, right? Because I didn't put effort into my appearance. I've been kind of retraining my brain to think, well, I was born this way, right? I look the way I look completely without anything, and I look this way for a reason, and there's absolutely no reason for me to dislike the way I look because I can't do anything about it, right? Like, of course, there's plastic surgery, and there's things you can do to your face, and everything about you can change, but right now, where I am in this moment, there's nothing that could have been changed about the way I look right now. And so I think when people don't like the way they look, It's really just a reflection of how they feel about themselves, completely unrelated to their looks, right? How they feel about their personality, their self-esteem, right? All of those things and how they feel about their soul, I guess, how they feel about like who they are on the inside projects into, I wouldn't say projects, but kind of hides itself in the way, like disliking the way you look, right? So if I feel really insecure about the way I come off to other people, right? The impression I make on other people. But I turn that into, ooh, I want to look presentable today, right? Like, ooh, you know, if I don't have a good, if my makeup doesn't look good, they're not going to like me. But that's not what it is. Because in reality, that person doesn't care at all about what I look, that person doesn't care at all about what I look like. I only care about what I look like because I only care about my insecurities and what I'm insecure about on the inside, right? And in reality, I don't really care how I look. Right, and I think that I trick myself into saying that I'm more confident with makeup, but I just feel like makeup kind of hides everything that I'm insecure about, but like, I don't know. This is really intense, and so it's really hard for me to word everything correctly. Even with my outline and all of my things, like I still can't really word it how I want to, but I think that what I'm trying to say is our internal insecurities project as external. So when I'm worried about my makeup, I'm really worried about the way I'm coming off to other people, right? If my laugh annoys them, if the way I say please and the way I say sorry too much makes them feel uncomfortable, right? If my humor is too much for them, right? If they don't get my sarcasm, if they don't understand my jokes, right? If they don't get me as a person, then that's gonna, you know, that's what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about if they, you know, they don't, because they don't care about how I look. And I know that. I 1000% understand that that person does not care at all about the way I look. And neither do I. But the media and everyone around us is constantly, constantly saying that the way we look is important. Because the media is insecure and people around us are insecure. And so everyone really is just worried about themselves and just insecure about themselves. And so the people you're around are all struggling, and everyone is just trying to get through life and trying to enjoy it, and people are trying to live, and so no one's looks matter, no one's appearance matters, because in the big scheme of things, we are so tiny compared to the universe, compared to our galaxies, compared to everything else in existence. We are a very, very, very small part of this incredible Earth, world, universe, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so I think we all need to learn to take kind of a step back from our looks and a step back from our physical, you know, appearance, and just really look at what we really feel on the inside and what we're really trying to cover up with our appearance, right? Because when we're worried about internal things, the only way they're going to project are externally, right? With materialistic items, right? So if I'm really insecure that people think I'm less than, right? If people think that I'm not enough, if I don't, you know, add enough to the conversation, or I just seem weak, I just seem small, that I might overcompensate with items, right? I might have a fancy bag, or my outfits might be absolutely gorge, and everyone's gonna be looking at me and like whatever, and they're just gonna think I'm so cool. But in reality, I'm just overcompensating for what I think I lack. And everyone around you is doing that. And so you guys should try to notice that, because once I've kind of retrained my thinking to kind of notice those kind of things, to notice them about myself, I start noticing them about other people, right? So when I notice someone lacks confidence, so they attack me, it's really easy to kind of, and then, you know, and then it's hard to let it affect me because I know that they lack confidence, right? And so they're overcompensating externally by attacking my looks, right? So I posted a video on TikTok recently, and my mascara looked kind of crazy, but like it looked normal, because you guys know I like to do a lot. I like to have my lashes look very big and long and spidery and clumpy, whatever. I like it. I don't really care. People try to tell me that it's ugly and like, I literally don't care. But here's the thing, because it doesn't matter, right? My mascara is so minuscule and literally like nobody cares. It's just, you know what? It really, really, really doesn't matter. And so people will always try to take you down because what they're taking you down for, they lack. And so I always feel bad for people who feel the need to constantly bring down others, because there's always, there's always something that they're struggling with. And I think that everyone in this world needs a little more room. We all need a little more space, because this world is really hard to live in, and it can be a really wonderful, amazing, incredible place, but it can also be really scary and evil and bad. And so I think we just need to give each other some second chances and to give people space to grow and give them room to change and show you that they've changed. And give yourself a break. Give yourself some room to reflect and remind yourself that you're so much more than your looks. You're so much more than your body and your appearance and your height and, you know, everything about you externally is beautiful and amazing. But what's inside, what's, you know, internally, that matters so much more. And we've grown up in such a materialistic world that's really, really, really hard to see that, because everyone in your life is telling you that that's not the case, right? That the only thing that matters is how you look. And that's super, super hard to grow up in a world that's all they tell you, right? But you guys know the saying, like, you're beautiful inside and out. And it's okay if you want to put effort into your makeup. And it's okay if you care about how you look. That's not a bad thing at all. Because wanting to express your individuality and your attributes and your personality and all of that stuff, you can express with makeup and clothes and items, and that's totally valid and totally fun, but you cannot place your worth in those things. Because if you place your worth in materialistic things, in items and makeup and the way you look, you're just setting yourself up for failure, because you're gonna burn out, and it gets exhausting when your entire worth is being put into things that are inconsistent and things that really don't matter. And the thing is, you are worth so much more than you think, right? And the chance of you even existing is so small that You can't put your worth into materialistic items because you're just worth so much more. You're worth so much more than the way you look. You're worth so much more than your clothes. And you're worth so much more than what other people think of you. Right? No matter what anyone else says about you, no matter what anyone else says to you, the chance of you even being alive, the chance of you even existing is so small that anything anyone else says to you will never change your value, right? Your value is set when you were born, okay? Your achievements, your looks, your attributes, no matter how great, no matter how awful, no matter how mid they are, it doesn't change your value. Because human value cannot be measured because it's set when you're born, right? The percentage, the likelihood of you being alive is so minuscule that your value is almost infinite. Almost infinite. So stop trying to place your worth into people, right? Stop trying to give your all to one person or one thing, because your all is too much for everything, because your all is infinite. And so when you place all of your worth into another human being or to an item, it kind of makes you feel a little less, because you're giving what you think is your all, right? And so that's probably exhausting. And that's tiring, and that's hard, and that's, you know, that it's difficult to constantly give and give and give. So that's why you really need to take a step back. Give yourself room, give yourself time. You have a whole lifetime ahead of you. Stop trying to rush relationships and stop trying to rush time. Because life moves so fast anyway that rushing things really, really, it's not beneficial. And I think that everyone really just needs to take a step back. And I think people, I don't know, I used to feel selfish if I just needed a minute, if I just wanted to take a day, if I just wanted to relax for a little bit, I felt really selfish about that. Because I felt like I was giving too much time to myself. But here's the thing. No matter what anyone else tells you, at the end of the day, your life is the one that you're living, right? You're the only one who has to live your life. And you're the only one who can decide how you want to live it. And so people constantly will tell you things. People constantly tell me things. And I feel like what they're saying doesn't really reflect how I feel about myself. Then why do I let it affect me, right? There are so many people and so much good and so much love in this world. But yet I constantly choose to focus only on the negative. And there's really no reason for me to do that, because there are so many lovely people. There are so many amazing people who follow me on TikTok, right, who comment amazing, kind, beautiful things, and then there's one person who makes me feel awful about myself. And after, you know, being on social media for a little bit, that doesn't happen anymore, because I now am able to understand that there's so much more good than there is bad. And once you choose to focus on the good, you slowly start to realize that the bad really isn't that bad, but the good is so, so good. And then there's so much more good than you realize, right? There's so much good in the world, and there's so much good in people, and there's so many wonderful, beautiful, kind human beings, but you don't see it because you're only focused on the bad. Because internally you might feel bad, right? So you project the worst version of yourself, and you pick out the worst qualities in people. And that's something that you really just have to take time to heal. And then you slowly start to see the goods. You slowly start giving people the better versions of yourself, and you start giving people more chances because you see the good in them, and then everything just starts to feel lighter and better and easier because everything just feels so much better because you start to see the good. You start to understand how the good is so much better than the bad, and positive outweighs the negative. And although it's okay to feel your negative feelings, and it's okay to have bad days, and it's okay to acknowledge the bad and don't ignore it and don't have toxic positivity, but to be able to just take a break, see the good, understand the bad, but focus on the good. I love you guys. I hope this 2 a.m. podcast was one of the best episodes I've ever done because I really feel connected to what I'm saying, and I'm starting to lose my voice because I'm so tired and I should not be recording this. But I love you guys, and I'm glad I have another episode for you. And I really enjoyed recording this one. So I love you guys. I hope you have an amazing day, night, lunch, dinner, breakfast, whatever it may be. I love you. Have a wonderful day. Bye, guys.